you're listening to the Community Connection right here on WFIW AM 1390, 103.3 FM, your Community News Talk Connection. I am your host, Jeremy Smith, being joined today by David Savage. David, thanks for joining me.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate this opportunity.
I appreciate you giving me the opportunity. We've got a lot on our plate in Fairfield, but one of the most talked about things right now is this senior center that's coming up or being talked about.
Uh-huh.
Now, for those of people like me that may have not been around for the entire conversation, I know this started back in, about 2018?
Uh-huh. That's correct.
Take me back to the beginning and kind of lay the foundation for me of what's going on here.
Okay. For many years, the Fairfield community had a building called the Contiki. Now, the Contiki was used as a senior center and a community center both. And if you wanted to have, wedding receptions, or if you wanted to have a birthday party or whatever, you could rent it out for that. The Lions Club used it to hold their meetings in there. In addition to that, there were pool tables there where people could just, go and enjoy some fellowship with other people. The main event that always seemed to go on there, though, was having meals for our senior citizens. And it was a great opportunity because people could come in, have a meal, they could sit down, they could visit. In addition, if they had issues like Social Security was making some changes or something, a representative could come in and, talk to the seniors that were there. And they stayed up to date on that. If there were things about, getting your driver's license or, just a variety of topics, they were able to deal with that. There was a representative there who, if seniors were having issues, with their utility bills or things like that, trying to make ends meet, they had an opportunity to sit down and visit with someone there. Well, that was great and fine. Well, then all of a sudden we had a fire, and when the fire came, it didn't burn the building down, but it basically ruined it for the ability to come in and renovate and put it back in place. So when that happened, the senior citizens services were then, don't have any other word other than nomadic to use, and they would move around. Thank God the Elks came along and said, we will give you, our kitchen and have that opportunity to where you could do meals. In the meantime, COVID hits. Now, when COVID hits, we've got all these restrictions on how do we go forward, how do we get meals to our seniors, not just people who are shut-in, but people who cannot come in and sit down anymore mm-hmm. and have a meal. So, that needed a place. Well, the Elks stepped up and they offered, their facility, which, was very much appreciated. So that's kind of, where we got to this point. Well, then people started discussing and saying, we need to have our own place. I mean, nothing against the Elks, but, that's not it's not, quote-unquote, a community center. So we need to have something. Well, discussion went back and forth, and the next thing you know, we're holding a town meeting trying to, hey, how do we resolve this issue? Wow. So that's kind of what brought us to where we are, and what brought this process about.
Got you. And from there, they formed a committee.
Well, it was interesting how that happened. I just thought I would sit in the back of the room and be quiet and not get involved. Just help out if make a donation if I needed to. That'd be a nice thing to do.
Right.
Well, Ken Odian, we all know Ken. He's a mm-hmm. what do we call him? Provocateur
of
Wayne County.
Provocateur
of Wayne County. He was the one that put the meeting together, and people were sharing what their concerns were. And we had people. Had senior citizens there. We had people from various community groups, people from the city council, from the county board. We had people from the council on aging. I had a good cross section of people sharing their thoughts. Well, then all of a sudden, Ken looked at the back of the room. He said, "Dave, you wouldn't mind heading that up, would you? Chairing that steering committee?" And I thought, "Well, you showed up. Yeah, I guess I'll do that." So myself and a group of others who are involved in our community became members of this steering committee. Donna Masterson was very involved with this. She was one of those Facebook people that was, how should we resolve this? So Donna volunteered, or I don't know if she volunteered or was volunteered. I'll just use this word loosely.
Right.
Flo Simpson from, the city was involved. Mm-hmm. Brett Cole from our city council said he would get involved. We had Lisa Thomason, who heads up that organization currently, out of the Elks. She said she would become involved. Mary Musgrave, a retired FCHS teacher, said she would help out. And Mike Dreith said he would help out as well. So our committee has been involved in sitting down trying to draw up what do we really want to do.
Gotcha. So I take it then the committee is still in existence then.
Yes, yes. We had our first meeting, and we had it at City Hall. And what was discussed was that we wanted to call this facility a senior center / community center, because we didn't want it to be just, for birthday parties and celebrations, and we didn't want it to be just for seniors either. We wanted to try to cover a broader base of our community and offer, our services out that way. Right. So that was one of the first decisions that was made. We then went in and we started looking at various properties in the Fairfield area. One of the things that our seniors shared with us at that original meeting was make sure that you have plenty of parking, and don't put us in too busy an area where, we'd have traffic issues.
Right.
So, that was some of the parameters we started using. So we started looking around. We started looking at the cost of renovation of existing buildings because, really, that would have been ideal. That
right.
would have been the best way to use a building that's already in existence. Well, we couldn't find anything that would, hit all the checklist points.
Mm-hmm.
So then we started looking, okay, where could we go otherwise? Now, I also serve on the Frontier Community College Foundation, and I have been told that one of the concerns at Frontier was there's no place on campus to eat. So we got to thinking about that, and we got throwing this together. So what if we would look at a facility that could meet the needs of our seniors as well as our college students,
right.
A cross-generational thing.
Yeah.
And that's what led us out to where we are today, looking at a facility there on the campus of Frontier Community College.
And that facility you're looking at, Bob Boyles Hall, correct?
Right. What we looked at was where Bob Boyles Hall sits,
mm-hmm.
Trying to extend that building, renovate that building and extend it on out to where it would be on the campus for the students, but would still allow adequate parking and people who take rides, mass transit, allow them to be able to get out there. And I just think it's going to be a great opportunity for not just one demographic group, but multiple demographic groups. And our committee has been very helpful in trying to get the word out on this and trying to be informing our community as to what's going on.
Fantastic. How much work exactly would it take to extend Bob Boyle? And what's the extent of the work you're looking at? Do you have a time frame in mind? Are we looking at budgetary constraints that might have to be overcome? What are some of the obstacles that you might see coming forward with that?
Jeremy, that's a very, very good question. When we decided that we would like to pursue the option of an addition being built onto Bob Boyles Hall to the east, some factors became involved with that. First of all, that property where we're looking at extending is involved in the TIF district. And that would be a possibility. I'm mm-hmm. not speaking for the TIF committee, but that it would be a possibility to try to leverage some TIF funds to help with this. Okay. So, that makes this property, what we're looking at very attractive to us, as well as meeting community needs. One of the things that we've talked about is where do we go with this? Mm-hmm. And we have recently had a meeting where we have brought in an architect to just listen to the steering committee and to take in information that we've received from people in the community as to what we need to have in this. So what we're looking at is basically, if you looked at Bob Boyles Hall today, mirroring it on the east side with a hallway connecting. Now, we would be able to have that open where you could flow easily between the two areas, or we could close that off, you know, to keep it secured. In addition to this separate area over here, we would be able to hold two events at the same time. If, you know, you had a small group and another small group wanted to rent, you're not having to, oh, I can't have my operation because, you know, Jeremy's already got that rented out. So, you know, that's a positive. In addition to having the two areas, we would be looking at trying to renovate the kitchen that is out there. Right now there's a small kitchen in Bob Boyle's Hall, but that would not be adequate for what we're looking at. Mm-hmm. And the architect, you know, took input from committee members, and they were putting this into play, you know, writing down, okay, we're going to need, you know, a commercial dishwasher, we're going to need a commercial stove, range hood, you know, all the things like that.
Right.
What will we need for food preparation? What will we need for, you know, food storage, you know, and an office area that we could have where our facilitator coordinator could help seniors with, you know, issues they have, and be able to have some, you know, an area that's private and they could discuss issues. So, like I said, those ideas were, you know, brought together. The architect has looked at this and he said, you know, we're probably looking at a few months here, you know, to put this together, you know, and we're not looking at anything specific like we're going to have this size freezer, but we know where there's going to be a commercial freezer. But we can get some preliminary drawings to where we can show people and start to talk to people about what would be there and, you know, what we'll be looking at financially.
And that was going to be my next question, was financial. You talked about the possibility of maybe being able to utilize some of the TIF funds if that works out to your favor. But outside of that, regardless of whether you are able to obtain TIF or not, where's the bulk of the financing for this type of project going to be coming from?
Okay. We are looking at all sorts of grant opportunities. We've been working hand-in-hand with the Greater Wabash Regional Planning Commission that's located over in Albion, and, you know, working with them on grant opportunities. Now, my understanding is that the grant that will probably be best suited for us for this project is called the Rebuild Illinois Grant. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, the Rebuild Illinois Grant will not be made available to, at the earliest, January of 2022.
Oh.
So, you know, we're looking at, you know, about 9 months from now just to get the application put out there. As soon as it becomes available, we'll work with the grant writers that we have over in Greater Wabash Regional Planning to help us, you know, put a proposal together. But like I said, you have to get a successful grant proposal, you have to have input from people. So, you know, we're going to be continuing to seek that out. Now, it would be great if we could just get a huge grant from the state of Illinois that would fund this whole thing. But we know that that's not realistic. Now, we'll get, you know, grant opportunities that will help with this. But even with TIF funds available, if they could become available, and then you understand what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, big word.
Yeah. You know, you put your grant opportunities in with that, but there's also going to have to be some fundraising opportunities as well. You know, and we'll have to be going out and talking to civic organizations, individuals as well, and asking for people to help support this. If we can put that together, I think we're going to be in great shape to be able to fund a project like this that could help our entire community, not just one group.
Fantastic. Now, let's talk about governance. We talked a little bit on the committee that's been involved in kind of exploring this and making some of the decisions along the way. Let's talk about the body itself that's going to govern this project moving forward.
Okay. Currently, we are being worked with the Edwards County Council on Aging. And Phil Blair and Lisa Thomason from that organization have been very helpful to people here in Wayne County, making sure that our seniors can still receive meals. Now, they would like us to become independent on this. Unfortunately, you can't just do that right off the bat. So they have agreed to help be a, I don't know if you'd call it a mentor, a parent, whatever, but help us to get grant opportunities. When you apply for grants, you have to show, you know, historical history of how you've worked with money and how you've been able to make sure funds were used correctly. They're going to offer those services to us at the preliminary stages of this. So for a few years, we would stay with them as our organization, with, you know, the Wayne County, with the Fairfield area being a satellite of Edwards County. Now, as time goes on and we can show, here's what we've done, here's what we can generate, here's how things have operated, and we can do this in a positive manner, then we will become independent from there.
Fantastic. Frontier Community College, Bob Boyle Hall, has been used for quite a few events, and the fact that you were talking about you'd be able to rent out the one side and it not affect the other is definitely a beneficial part of this. Has Frontier talked about maybe stepping in and helping out in any way with financing?
Well, I've been very blessed to have input from our president at Frontier, Dr. Jay Agron. He has been very helpful with this, and he has approached the IECC board and asked not for permission to build this, because we're a long way from that point.
Right.
But just, do we have your blessing to pursue this and look at this as a possibility? And IECC has been very involved with that, and they have shown their support. You know, yes, you know, pursue this, see where this goes. So we've got that blessing to move forward. Phil Blair, I mentioned earlier, from Edwards County, has approached his council and has asked them for, you know, how do you feel about, you know, Fairfield going out independently? And it seems like, my understanding is that they have given their blessing as well to pursue this and see where we could go with it.
Fantastic. So it sounds like everybody's on the same page. We all agree that it needs to be done. It's just about laying the foundation
right,
to get it done.
Right. I've joked with several people. I said, you know, if you just write me that $250,000 check, you know, I could probably put your name on a wall out there. You know, I was approached with that, and they said, you know, Dave, $250,000, that should be easy for you to write. And I said, well, I'm only $249,952 short. Other
right.
than that, I'm good.
Right. Well, yeah. if you got everybody here at the station to pitch in, we might be able to get you $5 closer.
There you go. There you
and
go.
You just have a list of names on that one. You know, we get 250,000 contributors to all donate a dollar each. And
I tell you what, we're going to find out. And I just threw that figure out. That's not the cost of the
right.
building. You
right.
understand that,
I do
that,
understand
please.
That. I do understand that.
But anyway, what I started to say was, there's going to have to be some local fundraising in addition. And of course, you know, we don't want to get in the way of what's going on at the hospital. You know, the hospital
right.
is, a lot of people have contributed to that, and I'm very appreciative of that. You know, we have one of the finest medical facilities in Southern Illinois
yes.
because of people's generosity. But you can only go to the well so many times. And,
that's
you know,
right.
you need to time this out. So we're going to pursue, like I say, every grant opportunity we can. You know, we'll see if IECC would be willing to, you know, contribute something to this, because their students will be benefiting. I really believe that the people in our community will come together on this, because, like I said, it's going to serve, you know, a multitude of needs. It's not just going to be one group.
Fantastic. I wish you well with the project. I know that it's going to be a long road getting this taken care of, getting where you need to be. But in the long run, it's definitely something that's going to prove to be beneficial for the seniors and the rest of the community as well.
Oh, I agree, Jeremy. And like I said, as we progress down this path, as we get a little closer, you know, invite me to come back and we'll try to do some more updates.
Of course. You're always invited to come back and do an update. As a matter of fact, I know you've got your hands in many pies. I'd like to have you come in and talk on a little bit more of those subjects as well. I think you and I could probably sit down and do a straight 3-hour conversation. It's just a matter of having to chop it into 30-minute
interviews. There you go. There you go.
But we definitely want you to come in and give us an update on that and anything else that you've got going on. I know you've got some involvement with the Greater Wabash. Spoke a little bit about that. I'd love to know more about that down the road as well.
Mm-hmm.
And anything else that you've got going on in the region. But as always, we have a limited amount of time here for the Community Connection, and unfortunately, it's coming to an end rather quickly. We do appreciate you being here, David.
Well, thank you again for the invitation.
It's always a pleasure to talk with you. Always educational and informational. Informational. See, I'm the guy that always mispronounces the words.
There you
Turner
go.
Turner was right. But we appreciate you being here. Can't wait for you to come back. Everyone, that does it for this edition of Community Connection. This has been David Savage talking about the Senior Center here in Fairfield. I'm Jeremy Smith, and this is WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM. As a reminder, Community Connection can be heard weekday mornings around 7:30 a.m. or on demand anywhere, anytime on our website, wfiwradio.com, by clicking on the About Us tab and scrolling down to where it says Community Connection. You can catch this episode and other past episodes right there. Until next time, have a great rest of your day.